Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise mainly clear. High temperatures reach up to 101, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows dip down to about 78, 100 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Highway Patrol is making their sweep across the state of Kansas and partnering with school districts around the state to do their inspections on the school buses and other vehicles to get prepared for the upcoming fall school year.
This time of the year, the late part of summer, we go through, and the Kansas Highway Patrol is responsible for inspecting all of the school buses across the state before the school year. Go through and do an exterior and interior inspection as well. We're checking all the lights on the outside of the bus, checking emergency exits, the mirrors, the tires, make sure everything's got a fire extinguisher and a first aid CPR kits in there. Everything that that bus driver would need on a day-to-day basis, just in case there would ever be any type of emergency out there. It's very important that we get this done. You know, these kiddos are our most precious commodity that's running up and down our roadways every day.
That was Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Chad Crittenden on KWCH News, Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. A U.S. district judge has voted in favor of the state of Kansas without going to a trial in the lawsuit alleging of recently retired Kansas Highway Patrol superintendent had engaged in discrimination against female employees in violation of the U.S. Constitution. KIGG News reports that the lawsuit began back in 2021 when six different plaintiffs had alleged that former Kansas Highway Patrol Colonel Herman Jones and Jones' top lieutenant at the statewide law enforcement agency had participated in violating their First Amendment rights to speech and their 14th Amendment right to equal protection, saying that the administrators had participated or enabled development of a hostile work environment for women by allowing what they viewed as sexual harassment. But according to the U.S. District Judge Holly Teeter, they said that the allegations or plaintiffs did not rise to the level of objectivity, pervasive harassment, and did not demonstrate any legal harm. The judge's order addressed 15 different claims from the plaintiffs. The Kansas Department of Administration had also investigated the complaints. Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. CHI Health Good Samaritan Hospital has announced that they have received a donation reaching their $2.4 million and said that with that money, they are looking at opening up an entirely new operating room with upgraded technology and equipment. As KSNB Local Channel 4 says that with the hospital, they have had delays regarding waiting times and procedures in order to enter the operating room that they currently have, but now have the new operating room with the first operation focusing on a cardiac catheterization that includes a lab along with surgical functions, with doctors saying that they can now effectively diagnose and take care of certain issues with the better equipment.
The equipment we had before was pretty old. I mean, I think it was actually at 13 years, which in medical terms is a long time. So it's just leaps and bounds, basically. You know, the image quality the magnification we were able to get.
Else vascular surgeon Dr. Franz Murphy on KSNV at local channel 4. They say the good news is patients will be exposed to less anesthesia and radiation in the new room.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County fairs continue with livestock shows Thursday in Beatrice at the Gage County Fair. Family Fun Night runs this evening, 5 until 7. On Friday, animal shows continue with IMCA races at the grandstand at 7:30. $15 adult admission. Kids 6 through 12 are $5, and kids 5 and under are free. Saturday, the livestock judging contest is at 1 with showmanship to follow. 4-H All-Star Awards at 4. Livestock Premium Sale is Sunday afternoon with the Parade of Champions beginning at 2. The 23 Ag and Farm Family Awards will be presented at 2:30. Sunday, the sale begins at 3 in Beatrice. 4-H, FFA, and open class entries at the Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca will be accepted Friday, 7:30 till 10 a.m., and judging begins. Livestock shows Friday and Saturday. Sunday in Seneca, carnival games featured noon till 4 at Scope Park with a fair parade Sunday evening at 6. This year's route will be altered with street construction and will start at 3rd and Main, heading west as usual, then turning north on 6th Street to Amador, which will mark the end of the parade route. This year's theme is get wrapped up in 4-H at the Nemahal County Free Fair. August 1st is the last day to file nomination for the Farm Service Agency County Committee. This three-member board reviews county office operations and makes local decisions as to how programs are applied. This year, Area 2 will vote, which includes Walnut, Elm Creek, Center, Waterville, Blue Rapids, Wells, Cottage Hill, and Bigelow Townships. For eligibility and to nominate, please contact the Marshall County FSA office. Ballots will be mailed November 6th and may be returned through December 4th. Marshall County Commissioner John Unger spoke with Marysville City Council Monday night requesting consideration of an interlocal agreement that would allow the county to move forward with a possible sales tax to fund the balance of a new jail facility. A half-cent additional would raise the sales tax to 9.1%, with the county taking 100% of the half-cent proceeds. If cities were to agree, the question could be put on the fall ballot, rather than approaching the state legislature, which could delay the process until next year. Council would need to make a decision at or before the August 14th council meeting. In response to why a sales tax is being pushed versus a property tax, Unger responded that due to valuation increases, property taxes have and are expected to continue going up, and that concern combined with location were the top reasons heard from the public opposed to a previous effort to fund a new jail. The county has an option on the Nordis property east of the current jail and is revising designs. Councilmember Colleen Behrens questioned the sales tax level, which would be higher than many adjacent communities. Mayor Jason Barnes noted that adding this to a half-cent currently funding Community Memorial Health Care could put that renewal upcoming in jeopardy and would allow less room for the city to consider any future sales tax that would be deemed necessary for roads, recreation facilities, or the like. Merits of the request were a broader base of contributors with outside dollars also coming in and concern of business owners particularly hit by high property taxes. Councilmember Jeff Keating asked if the county was cooperating to a full degree with cities on economic development and expansion. He specifically noted a need for street improvements. Unger expressed concern with remodeling the current jail, saying that could run some $9 to $10 million and still present future challenges. A consideration of the East Marysville site was allowing for future expansion. Councilmember Kevin Throm said residents want to know specifically what county commissioners want to do and a final firm cost that doesn't result in an open checkbook. A motion to table the matter to the August 14th meeting was passed unanimously. Gerald R. Jerry Harry, age 80 of Marysville, passed away July 13th. Services planned Saturday, July 29th, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville.
graveside military service at the Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gerald Harry. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatball, cheesy potato, Malibu blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, ham loaf, baby bakers, green beans, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory is currently in effect until early Friday evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Staying sunny and still warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s before a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms over Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms may linger early Saturday morning, then sunshine and slightly cooler with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying mostly sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. And mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Southeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 108. The average low 70 and the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:45, sunrise in the morning at 6:22. And it's 77 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 27th of July. KNDY News time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
We are excited to announce the winners from our KNDY Summer Giveaway. They are Colt Holly, Latham Kramer, Pete Peters, Hadley DeBoer, Carly Heitman, Madison Losey, Laura Goodman, Aaron Dahl, and Wayne Gross. Please call us at 785-562-2361 or stop in and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. To claim your Kansas State Fair tickets. Thank you to those who participated, and best of luck to everyone at the State Fair.
A second half comeback for the U.S. World Cup women. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Team USA came out flat in the first half of their tilt with the Netherlands, surrendering a 17th-minute goal to the Dutch. But in the second half, they came out aggressive, and Lindsey Horan scored the equalizer in the 62nd minute. That's all either team would get in a 1-1 draw. Both teams are now 1-1-0. ABC's Maggie Rooley caught up with Horan post-match.
The momentum shift in the second half was incredible from our team, the pressure that we put on them, and, you know, just the whole shift with our team. Rose coming on and making a big change as well, so I'm really happy with the tie. Obviously, we would love to have 3 points, but getting that goal and the emotions that go with it, it was a proud moment.
Baseball, the Chicago White Sox acknowledge the rebuild they started in 2016 has failed. Ahead of next week's trade deadline, dealing pitchers Lucas Giolito and Ray Lopez to the Angels for two prospects, the Angels then removed Shohei Ohtani from the trade block. Continuing with baseball, Ozzie Albies' three-run blast in the top of the sixth put the Braves up 3-0 in Boston. The Bo Sox had cut the lead to 1 in the bottom of the seventh when Justin Turner came up with two men on.
Swinging a high fly ball into left field, back at the track, at the wall, high off the wall, and the Red Sox are going to take the lead.
The call on WEEI, Boston added an insurance run in the eighth to beat Atlanta 5-3. Rangers rout the Astros 13-5. The Dodgers made another move, dealing Noah Syndergaard to the Guardians for shortstop Ahmed Rosario. On the diamond, they dropped the rubber game of their series with the Blue Jays 8-1. Phillies beat the Orioles 6-4. Brewers shut out the Reds 3-0. Marlins topped the Rays 7-1. Mariners edged the Twins 8-7, and the Giants beat the A's 8-3. NFL, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers voluntarily taking a $35 million pay cut over the next 2 years, clearing cap space for the Jets to make additional acquisitions. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, July the 27th. Before we get going today, let's check out yesterday. For September corn, our final price was $5.40 and a quarter. That's down 17 and a quarter. December corn finished at $5.48 and a quarter, down 17. Taking a look at Kansas City wheat for September, $8.65 and a quarter, down 47 and a half. December Kansas City wheat, $8.77 and a quarter, down 43 and a half. Oats for September finished down 12 at $4.27. December oats final price, $4.48 and three quarters. That's down 12 and a quarter. Soybeans had a good day on your Wednesday. August soybeans, $15.46 and a quarter. And that was up 30 and three quarters. September soybeans, $14.68 and a half. That's up 18. Taking a look at cotton for October, $89.98, up $1.43. Cotton for December, $87.93, up 86 cents. Live cattle for August, $178.67.5, up 37.5 cents. High was 178.97.5, low 177.87.5. Live cattle for October, 179.95, up 35 cents. High was $180.50, low $179.05. Feeder cattle for August, 244.20, and that's up 97.5 cents. High was 245.35, low 242.57.5 cents. Feeder cattle for September, 247.45, up $1.10. High 248.65, low 245.75. Let's look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Hams Trucking Incorporated is inviting you and yours to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 27th to enjoy the food and entertainment and the 4-H exhibits. There will be something for everyone. See you there. From Hams Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. There are many considerations when it comes to deciding when to castrate calves. Kansas State University's Beef Cattle Institute veterinarians Brian Lubers and Bob Larson discuss the importance of timing when castrating calves and what factors to think about for your operation. Lubers wants producers to keep in mind the welfare of the animal when choosing when to castrate.
There's really two considerations when you talk about the timing of castration. And the first is the animal welfare aspect of it. So what is the best interest of the animal, right? Really from a pain perspective. And our thought really is the earlier, the better. The earlier we can castrate that animal, the less the long-term pain effects are. And actually, there's some research out there that's been done here at Kansas State that shows there might actually be some performance. By reducing pain, we increase some performance as well. So you can think about that. The other big thing I think about is what is the labor and the convenience of handling. And so If you do it at birth, you handle every animal as an individual, whereas some of these other times we're processing animals in groups. We have more labor available. It might be faster, easier to do it then. So I think the compromise between these those two things is branding pasture turnout is kind of the optimal time to castrate beef calves.
Lubbers talks about the correlation between castration and performance.
So from the research I've seen, the performance aspects actually are better if you castrate early. So you have the pain, the insult, whatever causes that decrease in performance. So we get it over, and then there's enough time for them to recuperate that gain, and they'll actually be ahead. Whereas if you castrate, and we both agree, weaning is probably the least optimal time because you're adding a painful procedure onto other stressful events, weaning, vaccination, whatever other processing you're doing, and that you may actually see a bigger decrease in performance at that time.
Larson discusses the difference between castrating at birth and weaning.
Those testicles are doing something valuable. They're providing testosterone and other steroid hormones that do promote growth. And so if you castrate at birth or at pasture turnout, at weaning age, they will be lighter than if you had left them intact. That's why we typically recommend going ahead and implanting those calves at the time we castrate them, so that then they are basically the same as if they had been left in intact. And you get the added advantage of you don't get that negative effect of castrating at an older age. So if you implant the calf at the pasture turnout time, whether you castrated him then or castrated him at birth, I think you'll be ahead of where you would be if you waited to castrate him at weaning time.
That was Kansas State University Beef Cattle Institute veterinarians Bob Larson and Brian Lubbers on optimal times to wean calves for their welfare and growth. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
With the county fair still underway and ramping up this week, in the hot weather, there is no sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They will be begin their weekly sales next Thursday, the 3rd of August. The cafe will be open today, serving breakfast and lunch, a specialist egg, ham, or chicken salad at the Marysville Livestock Incorporated. No sale this week. They will be back to weekly sales beginning August 3rd.
It's not always obvious when some vegetables are ripe for picking. We will share a few signs you should be watching for on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 27th. It is the 208th day of the year. Television producer Norman Lear turns 101 today, and Bugs Bunny made his cartoon debut on this day in 1940. summer vegetables are rapidly maturing in backyard gardens. Did you know some vegetables are best when picked young? Yellow squash and zucchini, for example, are best when they're about 4 inches long. You can harvest small potatoes when the plants have just bloomed. Broccoli should be picked when the tops are still tightly closed and a dark blue-green color. If the underside turns yellow, you have waited too long. And here's a bean picking tip. They'll have better flavor if you pick them in the morning. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY, it's 77, and the heat wave continues. Highs well into the 90s again for us today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Training camp is officially up and operational for the Kansas City Chiefs going into the fall 23 NFL season. And the Chiefs opened up their training camp without one of their star defensive linemen, Chris Jones. KAKE News reports that Jones has yet to be seen at the NFL training camp as he continues to seek a new contract. As right now, the 29-year-old is due to make near $19.5 million in his base salary for the season, with a salary cap of hitting at near $28.3 million. According to reports, Jones is seeking to renegotiate that contract to make the deal the second highest paid player in the league currently at his position, where he says right now Aaron Donald of the Los Angeles Rams leads defensive tackles with the annual average salary of $31.67 million. When it comes to some of the other players, Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Chiefs, is currently the seventh best paid quarterback in the league at $45 million per year, with Travis Kelce ranking number three among tight ends at $14.3 million per season. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid until July 31st.
As college football season gears underway here in just the next month or two, college basketball schedules are being released as well for the 23 and 24 seasons. But the Kansas Jayhawks are looking even further down the road for the very first historic meeting that they're set to see against North Carolina going into the early part of 2024's basketball season. As KAKE News reports that the first meeting between Kansas Jayhawks and North Carolina will be at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas, on Friday, November 8th of 2024, followed by the next year, the teams meeting up at the Dean E. Smith Center in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, on November 14th of 2025. The Jayhawks right now, however, are going into the 23 basketball season as the winningest program in college basketball history, with a total of 2,385 all-time victories. North Carolina is coming in third right now on the list at 23-47. When it comes to the series between Kansas University and the University of North Carolina, they are tied right now at 6-6. With Kansas winning the last four under KU head coach Bill Self during the NCAA basketball tournament. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Get ready, baby. We're going uptown. It's Friday night, we're gonna get down. I thought you might like this brand new baby blue dress. I figured out about a quarter.